Hello, everybody. It's George here. Oops. And there's the voiceover talking away. Keep forgetting how loud that is with the... Well, it's not really loud. It's just more pronounced than it is with the phone, obviously, because the speaker's bigger in the iPad. So that's what I'm recording this boo on, is the iPad. Figured one of my first things was to get that set up, and I'm glad I did. However, I've noticed a couple oddities about it. Michelle did as well, is that the audio boo, I'm not sure if they have a separate app for the iPad. I'm really not sure, because what this does, I guess, is arrange the screen in portrait mode, and it also reduces the size so that everything sort of appears basically with an iPhone-sized screen in the middle of the iPad screen. Those of you who have iPads will know what this does. Got some help with the voiceover, got that all sorted out. We also bought cases for these with the keyboards and such, and I find that a big help too, especially when typing things. It's essentially a Bluetooth keyboard that comes in a case. It's got a rechargeable battery of some description in the keyboard. But so far I'm impressed with the iPad. The response time is just so minuscule compared to that I experience on the iPhone. Now, some of that could be that my iPhone is a 3GS and just running the operating system is probably strenuous for it. However, there were apps getting to be that they just wouldn't work right, or they'd crash often, or they'd just immobilize the phone whilst they were getting loaded. And with this, it's just incredible. Not to mention there were a couple of games that were on the cusp of not being able to work at all with the iPhone 3GS, and they actually had some sound levels and stuff that weren't able to be run except for the newer iPhones, I think 4 and up. The games I'm talking about are Papa Sangre and The Nightjar. They're both by a company called Something Else. Can't wait to get into those. I was able to get them downloaded off of the store. Haven't tried to sync with iTunes yet. I'm going to fight with that tomorrow because I have a funny feeling it's going to be a little more complicated than I like. However, it's a bit of a learning curve. The fact that you can have apps running simultaneously and kind of, I think, just swipe on the screen a certain way to access the different ones is... That'll take some getting used to. Haven't done that yet. But I'm doing this totally different. I usually read a manual from stem to stern before I go at anything. And I haven't done that quite with this one, just because I knew how to work the iPhone. But I think that'll be one of my next undertakings, is to get a hold of a manual and read it from stem to stern. Anyway, I think that's a wrap for this. And so I'll leave it there. So take care. Bye for now, and thanks for listening. I just got to find my pause key somewhere here. Well, I thought I was done, but I wasn't. Yes, you will have your 2 cents worth. I'll have to figure out what I can do about that. Anyway, referring to the voiceover, not anybody else. Michelle's timer app works. That's pretty good. I was noticing on these, had a feel of them before, had a look at them in stores, and I kept wondering, where is the speaker? Or do they have them? And then I heard people use them here and there on Audioboo, and I thought, well, they've got to have a speaker. That sounds like not a bad one. And, you know, it is a pretty good speaker, given that it's just a mono and it's an inbuilt thing. You probably get way better sound if you use headphones on these. But it's clever the way they do that. They've got it in the front right, but it's not obvious. Because to feel the metal, it just seems rougher at that point. And I'm like, why is it so rough? And then it took me a while with actual playing around with VoiceOver to figure out that that's where the sound was coming from, because it almost gives the impression it's coming out of the top, which can't be, because the screen goes all the way. The screen is the whole top of the thing. So, clever. I'm guessing that the microphone is in a similar vicinity. Not sure exactly where. These guys are clever enough. They could. I can also feel through the case that it's in. They've made miniature puncture holes, and I've probably run my hand across that microphone, so excuse the noise if I have. I'm trying to figure out where the heck that's... where they put that. Anyway. Curiosity killed the cat. I'm certain all will be revealed, at least I hope it will be, when I read a manual. Anyway. I will say goodbye for now. So take care, and thanks for listening. Once I find this, I'm not used to this at all. I'm looking for any of the audio boot display.
3:46.
Okay, there we go.
Pause recording.